Hey, Ravens fans, we are here on Radio Row at the Super Bowl, and I am joined by WBAL broadcaster Kadri Ismail. Kadri, thanks for coming out here.
Well, can't you tag me as, like, WBAL game day broadcaster for the Ravens, former Super Bowl champion?
Superstar. I was going to say superstar.
No, I mean, you didn't say superstar, just former Super Bowl champion. I mean,
well, we're going to get to that.
There's some love there.
We're going to get there. We're going to get there.
I'm curious.
Former Super Bowl champion, Kadri Ismail. This
you
man,
this
show him the ring. Show him the ring.
It's heavy, okay? The bicep on the right arm has now become larger than the bicep on the left arm. It's heavy. It's heavy. I'm trying.
And why did you decide to wear the ring this week? Is it kind of, you know, show who's boss, show you know, show people what's up?
No, you know, I think the one thing that I look at as far as playing in the National Football League, putting yourself in position of strength, and in this particular case, to win a world championship, my God, it's a select company. You're in the club that the only way you can gain entrance into that club is if you have one of these, and that means you had to win it. And I think it's really cool. It's just a reminder of why you're here, why you're playing a game. It's not the party. It's not the hoopla. It's not the hype. You know, you can save all that for some other time. It's about, you know, hoisting up that Lombardi at the end of the day.
Do you still get a reaction from former players when they see your ring? Like, if they hadn't won a Super Bowl, do you get a reaction?
Sometimes. You know, some guys are known to hate a little bit. We'll say it that way. But I think overall, you know, they recognize that, you know, to put yourself in a position to go through all the rigors of that particular year's training camp and season and to be able to win and win big, I think, is remarkable, one. And I think just the game recognizing the game and the respect level that, you know, guys have for one another as far as what you had to go through to win.
Right. Well, let's talk about that team, the 2000 team, and this year's team. What similarities and differences do you see between the two teams? I know you're probably asked that all the time.
Yeah, you know, it's funny. And that's fine. I mean, that obviously, you're having this conversation. Therefore, that means that the organization, the franchise, has been successful. And it's only been, 17 years in existence, and you're talking about going to, you know, in three-year period of time, going to, five-year period of time, pardon me, three AFC championship games, winning one in 2000, multiple playoff appearances, Hall of Fame players. You know, that's a quality thing to say and to talk about. So I don't have any issue, if you will, comparing the teams. I will say this. Certainly the common denominator is number 52. But you're talking about a 25-year-old compared to a 37-year-old. I like my 25-year-old Ray compared to their current 37-year-old Ray. Love him. I think he's awesome, amazing. But I'll take my 25-year-old.
Now, he always says he was just running around making plays back then. But you like a linebacker running around making plays.
Hell yeah. Go ahead, run sideline to sideline. Run guys down. Intimidate the hell out of them. Think about the guys that they played. I mean, we're talking Eddie George, Fred Taylor in his prime, Jerome Bettis, Corey Dillon. I mean, that's the cast of characters they had to face twice a year, and they didn't want to play them because of guys like Ray Lewis and Peter Boulware and Michael McCrary and Tony Siragusa and Sam Adams, and the list goes on. I mean, that's the level of dominance that defense had. So, yes, I will take my 25-year-old Ray. Thank you very much.
Now, Ray was talking about how focused that team was that year, you know, that it was genuinely a business trip, you know.
Yeah.
Do you see him doing the same thing with the players this year, really hammering that home since he's been there before? Do you see the same focus from this year's team?
Let me just say it this way. While it was a business trip, there was a certain amount of pleasure that you had to. I mean, media day was nuts. We went and just flat out had fun. Heck, I'm sitting there and I was like, all right, you know, I'm gonna make up a sign because people don't understand how to pronounce my name correctly. Somehow they want to put a U next to the Q and there is no U. Then as far as Ismael, somehow they want to put an H in there. And I was like, you know what? We got an international media. Let me go ahead and make up a sign that correctly pronounces my name. I'm walking around, got, you know, tons of people coming up to me, interviewing me internationally. And we just had fun as a group. I think the organization embraced it. We understood it. And I think that was our makeup because we also understood when it was time to get down to business. And that was a critical element, getting down to business and understanding what it took to win. That's what Ray's talking about. When it's time to have fun, you have fun. But when it's time to work, you put in the work, and I think ultimately at the end of the day, you'll be pleased. Come win or lose, you'll be pleased. You can look at yourself. You can look at your teammate in the eye. I think that's why they're here compared to even last year, where there was a drop pass, there was a missed field goal. But look at the core of that team. No one pointed fingers. No one said it wasn't them. They could have all done more. They could have done something extra. Don't just blame it on two men in Cundiff and Evans. And I think that attitude is why this team has been able to overcome so much, from Achilles tendon tear to triceps tears to all sorts of things. I think that level of commitment to one another in the locker room has put them in a position to fight for a world championship.
And, I mean, that 2000 team had its fair share of adversity. I mean, you know, the streak without a touchdown.
Yeah.
You know, all the things
that
all the things that, you know, Ray was going through, all that. I mean, do you think that this team has kind of formed a special bond like that team because of its adversity?
I think it did. I mean, our locker room was phenomenal as far as, you know, not pointing fingers. As far as staying together, we had to go through a quarterback change. This team had to go through a coordinator change. I think, you know, just the way our special teams played phenomenal, the way our offense, give it credit, we didn't turn the ball over. We created big plays when needed. You know, I think ultimately it comes down to a level of chemistry. And if you got chemistry and you can, you know, there's always going to be some level of adversity that you're going to have to go through in an NFL season, period. That's fact. But how do you deal with it? And I think that that team dealt with it with the attitude of staying together. And I see a lot of similarities in that with this team.
Cool. Well, that's Qadri Ismail, Super Bowl champion. Qadri Ismail, thanks a lot. I really appreciate it,
Kiel. Appreciate it.